The next case is case 12177, Robert Hickman Properties seeks a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a proposed subdivision, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on Irons Lane, approximately 720 feet north of Holtz Landing Road, and on Holtz Landing Road, approximately 1,253 feet off of Irons Lane. The 911 access is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 153. Specifically, they're requesting a variance of 10.81 feet for lot frontage for a proposed subdivision. Relieve no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Thank you. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. So the uniqueness of property, we're requesting the variance.
First,
so
let's not jump ahead. Explain your variance request first.
We're requesting, we're short 10.81 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Our frontage is 139.19.
And we need 150 feet.
So we'd like to request a variance for a driveway so we could build our home.
Because you want to subdivide?
Yes.
Yeah, we've an acre. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Proceed with the standards.
Uniqueness of property. We're requesting the variance for a single family dwelling to be placed on this property, an acre, in the near future, but the variance is needed because there's only 139.19 foot road frontage and 150 feet is needed. We cannot otherwise be developed. We're not going to develop anything other than a single family dwelling on just that 1 acre of property if the variance is granted. Not created by the applicant. The land is already vacant except for the portion that's planted in crops in a fallen down chicken house that will be cleared once everything is approved.
Yes.
Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We just wish to place a single family dwelling next to my in-laws. They have a mobile home on the particular piece of property that is a part of our family's land. I don't feel this house will alter the character of the neighborhood by just adding one more home. Probably clean it up more with getting rid of the fallen down chicken house.
Yes.
And the minimum variance that we're requesting for it's necessary to place the house on the land and a driveway for our entrance is 10.81 feet, that it is short.
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't see anyway where it's clear what you're dividing from. It looks like it may be that there's 161 feet of road frontage and then 139 that you're wanting. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's
because
it's right here.
Right along the road, that front yellow part, and then halfway back to the trees. So that front
here
yellow part's only 139.19.
So how far back are you going?
We are going 70 feet from the road, and then it's probably...
Here it is, on this. So it's 139.19, and then it's...
Yeah, but what are we subdividing from?
So the parcel in yellow is the main parcel. They are looking to subdivide...
The frontage there.
Is it basically the entire part along Irons Lane?
Correct.
So there, to make it, Mr. Hickman, basically what you're saying is you're not creating any less road frontage on Irons Lane. You're just carving out the back piece and creating a 1 acre lot out of this larger parcel.
Yeah.
The remainder part of that larger parcel will have frontage on Holtz Landing Road, so it won't be landlocked.
No, it's all crops and stuff.
So there's no change in the road frontage that would be seen from that Irons Lane.
0.782 acres.
That is what they're proposing to subdivide.
Correct.
Out of the current 9.99 acres.
Oh, so that road frontage on Irons Lane is no greater than 131.9.
Correct.
They're
it
taking
is
all
it,
of it.
That
oh,
is,
okay.
That
now,
is
now, okay.
Right.
That they have
sense.
130.
So the remaining frontage is on Holtz.
Correct.
Okay.
So they only have 130 some odd feet here
Right.
So they are short.
They're using all of that.
They're short the 10-point-some-on-8 feet on,
that makes sense.
On this road. They have.
Makes it easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that does let.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They don't have 150 feet on Irons Lane.
Okay.
They won't have, no.
Typically, we take like less than 300 feet, you know, and if you had 300, you could cut it in half. Okay. but I'm looking for the rest of
we
the.
We just made it all complicated.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I think we're straight now. It wasn't clear to, at least it wasn't to me, and it might have been to the others, but I didn't realize there was all that other road frontage on the opposing. Okay.
Now
so
we got her.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead with the standards. Or did you?
We already read them.
You're finished. Okay.
Yeah.
You think it's a minimum to afford relief?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Are there questions from members of the board?
Other I have no questions.
I had no questions at this time.
I do have one. Do you have what? Well and septic?
I do.
It, yes. Well, it will be put in once.
Yes. And you have enough room for that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have no other question.
Be able to meet your setback requirements for your home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with this area. I have no questions.
Okay. All right, Mr. Sharp.
The width of neighboring properties in the survey, it looked like perhaps the lot to the north may be a little narrower as far as road frontage than what you're proposing here. Is that correct? 154.01, that lot?
Not as wide.
Doesn't look
yeah,
to be as wide.
It.
Is that?
Yeah.
And do you know how wide some of your neighbors are? How?
Well, the one, the 34.2, that's where my parents' house is, and that right there is a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking like, how far back our house would go?
No,
how much
no,
road frontage?
Is there road frontage? You,
not sure.
You think?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it appears that it would be less.
We'll have an opportunity for supporters, so if you wish to testify at that time.
They would
yeah, okay, hang on. We'll get to you. Hold on.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay, I'll ask for anyone in support, and then you can come up. Okay.
I believe the survey, one of the surveys shows it's about 100 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, there's random property widths all through there.
It appears so, by the county overlay there.
I have no further questions.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in favor of the application?
Now your turn.
You'll have to ask me again,
because
I can't hear that well.
Yeah,
he's
sworn in first.
Name and address for the record.
Steve A. Hickman, 34945 Mustang Road, Dagsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So we were curious about the road frontage.
Uh-huh.
Of your lot is next door.
Right.
Do you know what the road frontage of your lot is?
The one with the mobile home is 100 foot wide by 214 deep. And my house on the other side is 160 by 160.
I gotcha. Okay. And you're in support of this application?
Yes, sir.
Why?
I don't know.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the variance as requested. I believe they have met all the standards. Uniqueness of the property cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And they're asking for the minimum variance necessary to provide relief.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. By roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, motions carry. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Good luck.